In South Carolina, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a "what coup" attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast for discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 14th, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. This week is... Like so many others, there is a lot of news to cover. Third hour, taking your phone calls. I appreciate all the emails, phone calls, with concern with about my mother, what's been going on here locally for me. I certainly do appreciate that. My mom is doing a lot better, a lot better. So thanks for your thoughts and your prayers. Some of the headlines, and what a week in the news it really has been. Some of the headlines we're going to get into next hour, if you're not aware of this, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, authoring the Pause for Safety Act. If you've not heard of that, we'll lead off next hour with that. Thought crimes are alive and well today in America. And this is just another end run at the Second Amendment. We will lead off next hour with that. Also, Washington Times this past week, U.S. Defense Department studying protesters to prepare for mass civil breakdown. I don't write the headlines. That's the Washington Times this past week. You can almost feel it coming, people. The government's preparing, whether you are or not. Get in line, 57,000 veterans waiting for initial appointments at the VA. We'll get into that story next hour. 57,000 veterans waiting over 90 days for their first initial appointment at a VA hospital. They would get better treatment to leave the country and come back in through the southern border. They would get faster treatment that way, sadly, than they do attempting to play by the rules at the VA hospital. War gear flows to police departments. New York Times, a very interesting story. And Louisiana governor signs bill banning lawsuits against oil and gas companies. All that coming up next hour. You peasants, you can't sue the oil company. What's wrong with you? This hour, though, Chicago now charging innocent people arrest fees simply for being arrested. Wow, isn't that a new way to make money? Very, very interesting story. Obama this past week cited Australia's gun confiscation program as an example for the United States. It looks like she's all coming together, people. Ted Cruz, Obama's lawlessness responsible for spike in illegal immigration, Border Patrol agents threatened with criminal charges for speaking to reporters, and an ex-border agent, the immigrant flood is orchestrated. Now, we're going to start right there because I've been watching a little bit of the news this past week, and they're showing all the sad stories of the young illegal immigrants that's crossed the border, some of them in diapers even. They're keeping them separate from anyone else. This massive flood that all of a sudden has happened. And all week I've been saying, you know, what makes all these people like from Honduras or wherever all of a sudden decide, you know, they're going to make the track? Young people too. We're talking about people 16 and under, some much younger, unless this is being done by design. And this story coming in from WorldNet Daily, an organization of former Border Patrol agents Wednesday charged that the federal government, under the administration of President Obama, is deliberately arranging for a flood of immigrant children to arrive in America for political purposes. Exactly what's going on here, people. Wake up. This is not a humanitarian crisis. It is a predictable, orchestrated, and contrived assault on the compassionate side of Americans by her political leaders that knowingly puts minor, illegal, alien children at risk for purely political purposes, said the statement released by the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. Now, you're not going to see Wolf Blitzer reporting this to you. You're not even going to see Pawn Hannity do it. This is what's really going on here, people. This is all, like everything, it's all being done by design. It's problem, reaction, solution. Certainly we're not gullible enough to believe that thousands of unaccompanied minor Central American children came to America without any encouragement, any aid, or any assistance from the United States government, the chief officer said. Anyone that has taken 6 to 7 year old children to an amusement park can only imagine the problems associated with bringing thousands of unaccompanied children that age up through Mexico and into the United States. More than 33,000 have been caught in Texas alone over the last 8 months, the report said, overwhelming Border Patrol capabilities. A federal judge even concluded that the White House has simply chosen not to enforce the border laws that are on the books. I shall now go back to harping on what I've been harping on for weeks. There is absolutely no accountability in Washington, D.C. Rogue, it's lawless, and they can operate however they want to. They don't have to enforce the laws of the land. That is painfully obvious. And they operate outside the law, and there's absolutely no accountability. Fox News reported this week that Arizona Governor Jim Brewer calls the situation a creation of the federal government, and Senator Jeff Sessions assigned blame for the calamity to Obama. Fox News reported it had obtained a memo from an official with Custom Border Protection who said the current policies are serving as an incentive for illegal aliens to sneak into the United States. If the U.S. government fails to deliver adequate consequences to deter aliens from attempting to enter illegally into the U.S., the result would be an even greater increase in the rate of first-time illicit entry, said Ronald Valletto, a deputy Border Patrol agent. Officials say among Obama's policies that are attractive is his instructions for deferred action for young illegals. Recently, the federal government said it was hunting for lawyers to provide legal help to children who are in the U.S. illegally. Who is too just plain darn sorry and criminal to honor its promises to the veterans, wants us, the taxpayers, to fund lawyers to help young illegal aliens become citizens. Here we are in a by-design economic collapse, and we're going to be getting to look at what we've done for Iraq in 11 years, all of that falling apart, all those billions of dollars wasted. And here the White House is asking for $1.4 billion more for illegal alien children, which by some estimates will grow to 150,000 just this year. The former Border Patrol agent said the campaign is political deception and the responsibility rests with the political leaders who support a path to citizenship, regularization, or any other form of amnesty for illegal aliens before providing for a full protection for national security, jobs and economy, public safety, and the right of the people to be secure in their property and persons. Why don't we just all agree now that the policies of the federal government of the United States are completely contrary to that which is the will of we, the people? We are led by sellout, scum, and traitors in Washington, D.C. Wake up and smell the coffee. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses. that still believe the lie. Now, this week, according to Breitbart.com, Ted Cruz, when he's not using his plush Goldman Sachs health insurance, weighed in and he said a sharp spike in illegal immigration has caused facilities and resources along the U.S.-Mexican border to become overwhelmed. As a result, U.S. Border Patrol has been releasing thousands of illegal immigrants onto U.S. soil each week. Some released immigrants are even criminals. As Breitbart had reported earlier, more than 36,000 convicted criminals have been released in the year 2013 alone. Now, Texas Senator Ted Cruz told Breitbart that this humanitarian crisis is a direct consequence of the Obama administration's actions surrounding its illegal immigration. We need a president who is willing to uphold the law, Cruz said on issue after issue. The Obama administration has openly ignored, defied, and unilaterally tried to change the law with respect to securing our border. The Obama administration has handcuffed the courageous men and women who serve in the Border Patrol. Morale in ICE is at an all-time low because of the political operations leading this administration that are preventing them from doing their job and upholding the law. He continued, just a few months before the last election, the president illegally and unconstitutionally granted amnesty to some 8,000 people illegally, he said. Now, let's stop right there. How many times did he say illegally? Look, is there no consequences if this is breaking the law, Senator Cruz, if you're not using your Goldman Sachs plush health insurance? Why don't you bring some charges? Why don't you do something about this then, rather than just pay lip service? I'm sick of the Republicans running around using words like impeach, using words about like outside the law, using words like this is illegal, using words like this is unconstitutional, and do something about it. If that's the case, can't you do something about it? No, you just run around, run off at the lip, and try to fan the flame of vote the Republicrats in the next time and we'll do something about this, when we're tired of that old lie. You're there now. Unbelievable. Cruz argued that by granting amnesty to such a large number of illegal immigrants, Obama prompted a change in behavior. In Cruz's view, the recent spike in illegal immigration can be attributed to such actions by the administration. Well, of course, this is all predictable. It's exactly what they want to have happen. None of this is accidental. What's happening in Iraq is exactly what they want to have happen. It's the never-ending war. It's going perfectly to their script. The never-ending war. They could care less that 4,500 men and women have died in Iraq. It's their never-ending war. They want this country overrun by illegal aliens. That's why they refuse, both administrations, the last administration as well, to secure the border. It's just that simple. It's not that they're so dumb they don't know how to do any better. It's not that we can't secure our border. They want this country divided up racially. It keeps us having all this crime. It keeps our joblessness to and our economic decay to continue. They're playing this thing like a maestro plays the violin. Ted Cruz goes on to say, it is a direct consequence of the president's illegal actions, he said. The parents think, if I send my child to the U.S., my child will get amnesty. That's what the president of the United States has said, and it has exact opposite of a humane approach to immigration or to securing our borders. Well, absolutely it has the exact opposite. This is where they are taking us, and most people can't seem to wrap their mind around the fact that it is being done completely intentionally. Anything else is absurd. And when George W. Bush was in office, lying to us about the weapons of mass destruction and preparing to collapse the economy, he didn't do anything about securing the border when they rotated the puppet, and now we've got Barack Obama, and he continues the wars of aggression. He continues the flood of illegal immigration into our country. Breitbart also reported that so did the AP. The Associated Press obtained an email from Penna, an assistant patrol agent, that ordered more than 3,000 agents to not speak to reporters about the humanitarian crisis. The email allegedly said that reporters are likely to press for details and may try to disguise themselves in the process. Penna's email went out to warn agents that they could be disciplined or even fired or even charged with a crime if they speak to the media about what is happening. This is according to the Associated Press. We want to keep this under wraps a little bit of how we're just bussing in the illegal aliens and flying them all over the country. I don't think they really want to keep that under wraps so much. I mean, we're seeing the videos. We know what's going on. Because mainstream media is not really covering the story, at least not adequately. Since the news of spike in foreign minors, Border Patrol contacts, many of whom used to speak on the record regularly, have not returned numerous phone calls or emails from Breitbart, Texas. The silence comes in the face of the apprehension of 47,000 foreign children traveling alone to the U.S. since October. Now, this is not the first time Border Patrol agents have been ordered to remain silent on the issue. In May, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement ordered agents not to speak to reporters regarding the 36,000 convicted criminal illegal immigrants that were released onto U.S. soil. We were given specific instructions not to comment on that report, said Greg Palmore, a Texas-based ICE spokesman, during a phone interview with Breitbart, Texas. He was referring to the 36,000 criminal aliens released by the Center for Immigration Studies that outlined the criminals that were released. You know, it would almost be laughable that here we are in this country that's got so much potential. Got so many good people. And I pray and long for the day that the American people will quit playing this sick two-party system that is selling us out, that's in the pockets of the corporations and the banks, and come to grips with the fact that we are being destroyed by design. You know, many of the predictions that we made here on this broadcast back in 2008 when we started, we were laughed at. Remember those of you that called in a couple of years ago saying that they were going to overturn Obamacare while I was saying, no, she'll go right on through. Nothing's going to happen. Remember those of you that said amnesty and giving illegal alien citizenship would never happen. Heck, I had people saying years ago they'd never give them driver's license. All of this will just continue. Who we got in Washington, D.C. that's going to do anything about it? Nobody. What movement have we got across the country that's going to be able to change anything about this? None. It will just continue. Now, to move on from the sad state of the selling out of America with illegal immigration, the Obama administration may be looking for an example in Australia as the White House considers potential new firearm laws for the United States in the wake of the latest series of devastating school shootings. U.S. President Barack Obama cited gun rules in America's Down Under ally. Excuse me. Coming up on a break, we'll continue this on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. And continuing with this story now, U.S. President Barack Obama cited gun rules in America's Down Under ally during remarks that were broadcast on the web Tuesday afternoon, only hours after gunmen entered a high school near Portland, Oregon, and opened fire, killing a student. My biggest frustration so far is the fact that this society has not been willing to take some basic steps to keep guns out of the hands of people who can do unbelievable damage. We're the only developed country on earth where this happens. And now it happens once a week. And it's a one-a-day story. There's no place like this on earth, the president said. Let me tell you what I have to say, Mr. President. My biggest frustration so far is the fact that this society has not been willing to take some basic steps to keep drones and military equipment out of the hands of people that can do unbelievable damage with that. We're the only developed country on Earth where that happens. And now it happens practically every day because you're murdering innocent civilians with drones in sovereign countries. But you don't want to talk about that. We also seem to be the only country that can't honor its promises to our veterans. And also, Mr. President, although you're more than willing to go around the world leading the most bankrupt country in the history of the world and tell everyone else how they should run their economy, you're more than willing to go into other countries and attempt to murder their people there and secure their borders so you can have a complete failure like we've got in Iraq and Afghanistan. But you're unwilling to enforce the very laws that are on the books about securing your own borders. Now, a couple decades ago, Australia had the mass shooting similar to Columbine or Newtown. And I just said, well, that's it. We're not seeing that again. And basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws. And they haven't had a mass shooting since, the president said. I mean, our level of gun violence is off the charts. There's no other advanced developed country on Earth that would put up with this, Obama said it. He is likely referring to a 1996 rampage near the Port Arthur prison colony in southeastern Tasmania in Australia, in which Martin Bryant killed 28 people, 35 were wounded, 23 others injured during a hours-long shooting spree. Upon the overwhelming support of the Australian population, supposedly, the 1996 National Firearms Agreement was passed soon after, in turning outlawing long-barreled semi-automatic guns and establishing a 28-day waiting period for firearm purchases. The government has also began a massive mandatory buyback program that is reported to have cut in half the numbers of guns owned in households. So that's what Barack Obama would like to see here in America. You know, they never discussed the fact that, well, maybe the youth being raised on nothing but sex and violence on television, being raised on nothing but ultra-violent video games, that has nothing to do with it. In just about every one of these cases, the perpetrator is on antidepressant drugs or whatever else Frankenstein cocktail some doctor has prescribed for them. That's not discussed. It's always the gun's fault. People, you better sit down, grab a hold of the old seatbelt, and strap yourself in tight. Because when you put all the pieces of the puzzle together, you know, one of the headlines we're going to be talking about is how the government is studying now civil unrest. We see how they're arming each other. I've got an article we're going to be coming up with about how the military equipment's being rolled back out to local law enforcement. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine before I came on the air this morning. You can almost feel this thing coming to a head. Now, Natural News had an interesting article this past week. Bureaucrats from the city of Chicago are scraping for ways to raise extra money to cope with burdensome deficits. Villages within city limits are strapped for cash. The projected deficit for the city in 2014 is $339 million. According to the Chicago Tribune, if Mayor Emanuel can't find a way to close the $339 million budget gap, deficits will spike to more than $1 billion by next year. One village in Chicago has enacted a plan to charge innocent people arrest fees. This new fee, $30, is to be levied against everyone who is arrested. This welcomes police that insist on arresting more innocents to fulfill monthly quotas. Officers will be empowered with new fundraising methods. Officers will find more excuses to put cuffs on people to bring in more money for the city. This will cause an increase in false arrest schemes, which happens more often now than ever, according to this article. Police are capable of planting false paraphernalia to intimidate and arrest innocents for the purpose of hustling money from them. This is from the Chicago Tribune. The arrest fee was upheld in 2014 by a panel of judges. But a recent class action lawsuit filed against one village is challenging this idea. The gentleman arrested, his name is Jerry, states that $30 arrest fees can be imposed regardless of probable cause, violating arrestees' due process rights. The class action lawsuit brought a discussion of arrest fees back to the table. In a recent oral argument, Richard Posner, the Seventh Circuit judge, said it was ridiculous to charge a person simply for being arrested. Judge Diane Wood stood up and said the innocent people could be charged a fee. Wow, you know, some of the headlines just have stuff in it, you know, you thought you would never, ever, ever see. Now, you know, this past week, it's all been falling apart in Iraq. I mean, the headlines today on Drudge, Iraq implodes. 800,000 refugees, Christians on the run, government paralyzed, Iran to rescue, thousands of soldiers captured, 200 American contractors surrounded. Vets watch as insurgents undo sacrifices. Oil soars. That's the headline. I just read down them on Drudge Report today. So here we go into Iraq in 2003. Saddam Hussein wasn't wanting to play ball with the petrodollar. If you believe the government's fairy tale about 9/11, the hijackers came primarily from Saudi Arabia. We've been there now 11 years, killed thousands and thousands of people. Back in, I believe it was 2009, the BBC reported 675,000 innocent civilians killed. We've spent billions and billions of dollars into this war that George W. Bush lied us into, the weapons of mass destruction lie, the war that would pay for itself. You know the story. Now, just to watch it all fall apart so that they can go in again and try to continue this never-ending war by the most bankrupt country in the world. What it would be like if some common sense entered into our leadership. Global Research ran an excellent article this week. The invasion of a major Iraqi city of Mosul by a Sunni militant group called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria has U.S. reporters recalling the Iraq war and showing once again how they see the deadly conflict mostly through the prism of U.S. sacrifice and suffering. On ABC News, Martha Raddatz declared that Mosul was once a focal point of America's fight to bring peace and stability to the country. It was never about peace and stability. It's hard to imagine many Iraqis would think of the Iraq invasion as an effort to bring peace, but this is not a new approach for ABC. When militants seized control of Fallujah in January, ABC's Terry Morgan spoke of a decade of U.S.-led war to plant democracy in Iraq, U.S. soldiers bringing peace and security. Raddatz went on to talk about how more than 200 Americans had given their lives to secure the city, and that Mosul was just the latest city to spiral out of control after the U.S. pulled out, which might suggest that Iraq cities were in fine shape when they were occupied by U.S. troops. Her report closed, so 11 years after the U.S. invaded Iraq, lost nearly 4,500 American lives, spent over $730 billion, Iraq is still in crisis. That's because we should not be in the business of nation building. We should not be in the business of policing the world. We're bankrupt. Iraq is in crisis not in spite of the U.S. war, but because of it. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in moments.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com, and we're discussing just a little bit of where we're at in Iraq. Excellent article by Global Research. It's part of the RSS feed on thealternativemedia.com. Iraq is in crisis not in spite of the U.S. war, but because of it, and it's beyond perverse to frame the ongoing catastrophe in Iraq through the prism of U.S. suffering, as if Iraqi lives are a secondary concern. According to the most comprehensive study, approximately 500,000 Iraqis lost their lives as a result of the Iraq War, 100 times the number of Americans killed there. And let me say it again. If Saddam Hussein lived 10 lifetimes, he wouldn't have killed more of his own people than we did. Still, U.S. news programs tend to focus on U.S. deaths, ignoring the downplaying of the much larger number of Iraqis killed in the war the U.S. launched. As NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams put it, after all the American lives there that were lost, all those who came home wounded, Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, has now fallen under the control of an Al-Qaeda offshoot. And CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley told viewers, another major piece of what America fought for in Iraq was lost today. Even CNN's host Wolf Blitzer said, this is heartbreaking. The United States spent 10 years there. We assumed that Iraq would emerge a peaceful, stable democracy. After the hundreds of billions of dollars the U.S. invested, the over 4,500 U.S. troops killed, tens of thousands who came home without arms or legs. And look now at what this disaster looks like. That's Wolf Blitzer. So, you know, if you remember back, those that listened to this broadcast, Brian was with me at the time, early 2008. I immediately came out, totally opposed the war in Iraq. I think everybody practically disagreed with me at that time. Now, look at the mess it's turned into. It was all predictable. And to keep a war going, you've got to have these events happen. They want to continue their occupation, not only in Iraq, not only in Afghanistan, but keep on going. Sadly, that's the foreign policy of the United States, and that's why we're hated. When you go over into other countries and you kill innocent people, it incites hatred. I don't understand why that is so hard for people here to understand. I guess it's because we've been fortunate enough not to be occupied by a foreign aggressor. We are just occupied by a traitorous government. And a lot of people in this country still try to hold on to believing that tired old lie that this is some form of representation of the will of the people. When sadly, it's absolutely not. And yet another insight into what this government is really up to came in this week from Russia Today. As one of the preconditions to authorizing close to a $300 million aid package, the United States is pressuring El Salvador to purchase genetically modified seeds from Monsanto instead of non-GM seeds from local farmers. So the federal government of the United States wanting to give aid to El Salvador, when, you know, why don't we give $300 million worth of aid to our U.S. veterans? But a precondition is you've got to buy genetically modified seeds from Monsanto. Can we say the government must be in the pocket of Monsanto? According to Sustainable Pulse, a website covering developments related to genetically modified organisms and sustainable agriculture, the U.S. reportedly withheld $277 million in aid through the Millennium Challenge Compact if El Salvador refuses to purchase genetically modified seeds from the biotech company Monsanto. This is another example of how completely out of control the scum in Washington, D.C. is. They're openly in the pocket of big corporations, and they're destroying the food supply of the world. I've got another story here, hopefully we'll have time to get into it, where China has banned any genetically modified food being fed to their army. So I guess while our army's over here all dying of cancer or whatever, they'll be well and healthy in China. The website states that the stalled aid package was originally put on hold in late 2013 when it was revealed that Millennium Challenge Corporation would not deliver funds to the country unless specific and environmental reforms were made. Apparently, one of those is related to purchasing genetically modified seeds. Speaking with Verdat Digital, however, the president of El Salvador Center for Appropriate Technologies criticized the U.S. negotiating position and said the country should back away from the demands of the United States. I would like to tell the U.S. ambassador to stop pressuring the government of El Salvador to buy genetically modified seeds. President Ricardo Navarro said, adding that the move would hurt the local economy and only benefit the U.S. companies. Well, he sees right through it, don't he? Navarro specifically singled out Monsanto for criticism as well, saying there is a harmful corporation on the planet, and it's called Monsanto. Wow, we got one that can see. It is truly disturbing that the U.S. is trying to promote them. Yes, it is. It's truly, truly disturbing. And it's even more disturbing that obviously our non-representative congressmen, our non-representative senators, Barenhagen, must be in the pocket too, because they're sure not doing anything about it. In Europe too, Monsanto's GM seeds have garnered criticism. In March, France banned the growth and sale of the company's insect-repelling maize seed, Mon-810, just a few days before it was revealed that insects in the U.S. were developing resistance to the crop. The comments from Navarro also arrived as Monsanto is under fire in several South American countries, including El Salvador and Brazil. As Russia Today reported previously, El Salvador passed legislation in September 2013 banning glyphosate used in Monsanto's Roundup pesticides, as well as dozens of other agricultural chemicals. Similar proposals are being considered in Brazil, where the country's prosecutor general recently urged the National Health Surveillance Agency to reevaluate the toxicity of 8 active ingredients suspected of causing damage to human health and to the environment, including glyphosate and 7 other chemicals. As for why glyphosate is coming under such heavy scrutiny, new research has indicated that while the chemical is not as dangerous on its own, it becomes extremely toxic to humans once it mixes with the natural metals found in soil. Meanwhile, other reports have linked it to the outburst of a fatal kidney disease that has killed thousands of people in El Salvador and could also help explain similar situations in Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and India. Oh, now if you're trying to, those countries need to be well aware, you know, the U.S. might want to invade. You're not wanting to play ball with the GMOs. We might have to invade. You know, we go to war for corporations. We're willing to go to war for oil. We're willing to go to war probably for Monsanto. How about that? Countries around the world have to fight the United States government for the ability to grow their own food, for their ability to conduct their farming and their own seeds. The whole world should tell the United States of America to take its aid and stick it. We shall do what we think's best for ourselves. And if there's any natural disaster, they should tell the United States of America, please don't show up. Bring in your diseases or your GMO seeds or whatever else you're going to try to sneak into our country. Just leave us alone. Don't you have enough problems to deal with? With your by-design economic collapse, your fiat currency, your 700 military bases in 120 countries, your going $3 billion a day in the hole, your inability to take care of your veterans. Don't you have enough, President Obama, without outsourcing more misery to other countries? Coming up on the top of the hour break. You're going to hear the first story. Stay with me. Back in moments.